Let's go to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Adam, thanks for spending some time. I know you're busy. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
So we're trying to figure out, is there something new information that the New England Patriots have? Because up to this point, even with that group text yesterday, he was out on the practice field today. Belichick said there are some things we're looking into, but also said he's on the roster when asked whether he was going to play on Sunday. Why a change of heart for the New England Patriots?
Not a change of heart. It's a situation where basically the story on Sports Illustrated unfolded last night. And if you add that log onto the fire that was already burning, you get the situation that leads to his release this afternoon. Let me recap it for you for a moment. Antonio Brown signs with the New England Patriots that Saturday afternoon of the final cuts. Not only does he sign, but then that week, I believe it was that week, yes, he is accused of three incidents of sexual assault that the Patriots did not know about. Do you think at that point that the Patriots would have signed him if they knew about that? I would say no.
Do you believe they knew everything? Everything
that they knew that they did not know that was coming.
Okay.
So when you don't know that's coming and you're blindsided by that, basically you have a situation where you're starting the relationship on a bad note. And then, on top of that, there's more information that comes from Sports Illustrated. There's another accuser that comes forward last night with Antonio Brown sending a string of texts. Ultimately, again, when you look at everything together, you discuss throughout the day today, which they did, do we want to keep this player around? Is it worth keeping him around? And let me say this, that even when they signed him, not everybody was on board with signing him at that point in time. But there were enough people, enough key people, that felt that they should. And so they did. And so after they signed him, the allegations of the sexual assault surface, people not thrilled, you put up with it. But the circus came to town and never left town. And today when Bill Belichick walks to that press conference, it's an example of it. Five questions of Antonio Brown. He doesn't want to talk about this. This is a 2-0 team about to go to 3-0. This is a 3-0 team that is trying to make more history. And all anybody's talking about is the latest group of texts that Antonio Brown, who's already been accused of three different sexual assaults, who's already had a civil lawsuit filed against him, who already has the NFL investigating him, all in the span of 11 days, is going to play on Sunday, what his status is. And I think that when you have these high-level discussions and factor in everything that happened, it's very simple. You make the basic decision that this is not worth this. No matter how good a player he is, no matter how much he might bring to our offense, no matter how dynamic he might be as a player, and he's a tremendous talent as a player, it is not worth keeping somebody like this around. That is the decision that the Patriots came to this afternoon, and that ultimately is why they released him.
Adam, do you think Antonio Brown plays football this year again?
I don't see that happening this year, okay? Let's start with the fact that the NFL has an active investigation going, and we've now seen three teams within 6 months give up on Antonio Brown. The Pittsburgh Steelers were willing to give up on him so much so that they ate $21 million against their cap. The Oakland Raiders were willing to give up on him, so much so that they blew third and fifth round draft picks. The New England Patriots gave him $9 million in guaranteed money. When three teams who all wanted wide receiver help, who all had various levels of commitment to him, have given up on him, while the league is investigating him, while more incidents surface, while who knows what else is out there, do you really think that there's going to be another team at this time that gives him another chance? I don't see it.
Well, you know,
I don't see it.
Yeah, Adam, last week, of course, while he was a member of the Patriots, we heard an awful lot of people to talk about this. It's just an accusation. You know, just an accusation. It's just a civil suit. It's not a criminal charge. So, yeah. And it's dangerous, right? I get it. That, you know, people can go out there and just sort of money grab. A lot of people are using the term money grab. But even with that, you're saying the Patriots took it more. You know, more than just a civil case, they took the allegations as something they were really concerned with.
It's the whole body of work that they're concerned with. It's everything together. And basically, again, they said this is not worth it. And every team, when New England cuts you like that, do you think, well, why is another team going to go out and sign him?
That's going to be difficult. I know you have to go. Before you go, you intrigued me. You said everybody was not on board in the New England Patriots organization. Kraft, the owner, was he the one that was not on board?
I don't know the roll call and the official breakdown, but I am confident in saying that not everybody was on board in bringing him aboard. I'm sure there were people. He had his supporters and fans and people who felt like it was the right thing to do. And I'm sure there were people who did not feel that way. I am confident in saying that.
All right, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. I know you're busy. Thanks.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
See you later. Adam Schefter at ESPN.